The Fitton Center for Creative Arts isn't just a building, it's an experience. Visual and performing arts, classes, events, and community. The Fitton Center has been happily and positively impacting Hamilton, Ohio, and beyond for 24 years. They just had a huge launch party for season number 25. Good evening for WVXU. I'm Elaine Deal. My guest is the executive director of the Fitton Center for Creative Arts, Ian McKenzie Thurley. Welcome, Ian.
Well, thank you for having me.
Good party?
Fantastic party. We love our season launch. This has been our fourth one and the best one yet.
There might be a few people listening still who have not set foot in Fitton, so where is it?
We are in downtown Hamilton, Ohio. And if you haven't been to Hamilton recently, you've been missing out. There has been so much change. There is a renaissance happening in Hamilton, and the Fitton Center is right in the thick of it. We have a beautiful 240-seat theater, a 250-seat ballroom. We have five art galleries, a yoga studio, a creation station, our full education program and an outreach program there at the Fitton Center. We do over 40 live events a year. So much going on. We'd love you to come and see it.
Now, I detect a little bit of an accent, so I'm thinking that you were not born and raised in Hamilton.
I was not. I am from Sydney, Australia, via London, England, and a few other places, but I married a girl from Hamilton, Ohio, and this is where we've ended up, and we're absolutely loving it. I was fortunate enough last year to become a U.S. citizen, and the welcome has been outstanding, and the energy in the community, both in Cincinnati, Greater Cincinnati, and Hamilton, is really a driving force behind that change that we're seeing throughout all our areas and suburbs and cities here in the Midwest. And it's wonderful to have the opportunity to be a part of it.
My guest is Ian McKenzie Thurley, the executive director of the Fitton Center. So let's get to it. What you got up for this 25th season at Fitton?
Oh my gosh, we are so excited about our season this year. Fitton Showstoppers, we kick off with Assassins, the great Sondheim piece. We're working with Greater Hamilton Civic Theater for the first time in a partnership in our Fitton Family Theater, and we're really excited about that. That comes up in September. We have our friends from Just Strange Brothers coming back with Kicking Some Brass. So if you like the music of Chicago, Earth, Wind & Fire, Tower of Power, anything with a kick and brass section, they're bringing the very best. We also have some favorites with our Nancy James Fitton Christmas Spectacular. Nancy and the band come up from River City. They do a wonderful job. It's a magical time of year. Of course, everybody knows Nancy here in Cincinnati and the greater region. She brings such a warmth and a depth and a wonderment to the Christmas experience.
And she has a natural connection with Christmas from her earliest days, long before you were here, the Ruth Lyons Children's Christmas Fund, and she does truly love it. And
she always brings a smile and a beautiful song in her heart, and we're very, very fortunate to have her. But we have some new faces. We have Aubrey Logan coming. I don't know if you're familiar with Postmodern Jukebox. You'll see them all over the internet. She's one of the breakout stars and coming to Hamilton for the first time. So we're very excited about that. We'll see the Skivvies return. Nick Seeley, Lauren Molina, they'll be down here at Playhouse in the Park with a show. Nick is a Hamilton native, went to Fairfield High School. The Skivvies have been at the Fitton Center and sold out before. We also have Rajiv Satyal, who is another Fairfield High School graduate coming in from Los Angeles with his stand-up show. And some beautiful things like Night at the Opera. We're working with CCM with these fantastic young singers coming up to give us a Night at the Opera. And of course, working with the Butler Philharmonic on an evening of romance at Valentine's Day. So a really mixed bag of things, wonderful music and engagement in our Fitton Family Theater this year for Fitton Showstoppers.
And you were talking about the young jazz artists you're ready to bring in.
We have our Jazz and Cabaret series. If you haven't been up to our beautiful Carruthers Signature Ballroom, we do that in cabaret style seating. There is a full bar available. Part of this year, we've got John Zappa coming back with a tribute to the Trumpet Kings. But as you mentioned, some wonderful young talent, incredible talent here in Cincinnati with the original Farm League Big Band. There's about 17 of them. And these are the hottest young players. They do all their own arrangements. I'm so excited to bring them to the Fitton Center. I think I'm going to need to take the roof off because the sound is phenomenal. But we mix that up. We've got a beautiful evening called Ladies of Cool. So if you're into West Coast cool jazz, you know, there's the sounds of Julie London, Anita O'Day, Chris O'Connor, Julie Christie. We have a beautiful performer coming in for that evening with Kathy Cousins from Detroit, and also the Sin City Burlesque. We had a great night out last year with our drag show. So following on for that, we've got Sin City Burlesque for a wonderful evening of burlesque and cabaret at the Fitton Center. We're really excited about it.
Are your shows available as a series or a package or a single show tickets?
Absolutely. We do single show tickets for members and non-members. There's a discount for all your tickets for members, but you can buy tickets in packs of four 8 or 12. So if you took all of our Fit and Showstoppers and all of our Jazz and Cabaret, which is 12 in total, you get discounts as you go through those increments. On top of that, there's discounts for members.
It's not just about Jazz and Cabaret, which is awesome by itself, but you do offer a lot of classes from children to adult?
We do. The Fitton was founded with education in mind. We have a beautiful education suite that runs 6 days a week for all ages. You can start at around 5 or 6 with our summer camps, but we do mosaics, we do drawing, we do painting. We have an incredible ceramics department there where you can make your own clay by hand or with our machines there and our turning wheels and have it fired right on site. We have a brand new printing press. So we're having printing press classes and paper making. So some really wonderful ways to engage for first timers, for experienced people in the arts. We welcome them all. There's a great opportunity and we run those throughout the year.
You also have art exhibitions. You bring in established artists, local, national?
Both. We're incredibly excited this year. We have a fantastic new exhibition called Visioning Human Rights. It's been a gift to us by Dr. Caroline Maslumi. Dr. Caroline made a quilt on the request of the United Nations as a gift to Nelson Mandela. She has an incredible background, incredible pedigree in the arts, and is also a doctorate of aeronautical engineering. An incredible lady who has put this exhibition together. It's an international touring exhibition that will have its debut in Hamilton, Ohio at the Fitton Center, which reflects the 30 pieces of the United Nations Declaration of Human Rights. These are all handmade quilts that come from all through the United States and the United Kingdom. We're incredibly fortunate to have this start with us. They're moving, they're powerful and sensational pieces of art. On top of that, we have our 25 exhibition, which reflects obviously our 25th anniversary, and 25 local artists to Hamilton and the greater Butler County region who are involved at the Fitton Center as artists, as teachers, instructors, and artists who have worked with us throughout recently and the past 25 years. So it's a wonderful opportunity to come into our galleries. They're always open and always free. You can also go down into our community gallery and see the wonderful work we've been doing with Street Spark, with Boys and Girls Club, Booker T. Washington Community Center, and our outreach program. We're really, really excited about what we've got coming at the moment. But coming up, we also have the Cincinnati Reds Hall of Fame. We're going to be playing an away game in Hamilton and bringing the art of baseball, the art of sport. So it's not just gloves and bats. It's fine art by artists who have been baseball players or reflecting on baseball and sports in general. We're really, really jazzed about that for this year. They've been a great partnership for us for many years at the Cincinnati Reds Hall of Fame. And it's wonderful to have them up in Hamilton. Obviously, we've got a great connection there with the wonderful Joe Nuxall and his family.
And a relatively new thing this year, Fitton Cinema. Can you talk a little bit about that?
Absolutely. As you said, brand new to us. We just opened that this year, and we've been doing an array of classic cinema and cult cinema. We've had our Rocky Horror Picture Show and The Sound of Music. They dress and they bring toast and streamers and squirt bottles. We'll be having another one up around Halloween time. It's been a wonderful way to engage with people. But this year we have a film club. So it's a Fitton Film Club. You can get your membership as you buy your tickets. We will be starting with the absolute classic Citizen Kane. We'll be doing foreign films, documentaries, and the ability for people to come for a discussion afterwards. And if you become a member of our film club, which you do by buying a series of tickets of 6 films, you can vote on next year's. You can be a part of that community coming together to talk about film, to be engaged in the art of cinema. We're also working with our friends at Butler County Board of Developmental Disabilities about doing accessibility screenings where we're able to bring broader community. We're able to change the lights and the sound and invite the members of the Butler County Board of Developmental Disabilities to come. We've done one already this year. We did Angels in the Outfield, the Hamilton Joes came. It was a wonderful experience. We're looking to do a whole lot more with that. And as you're probably aware, there's lots of films being made in the Cincinnati and Hamilton region. The recent The Old Man and the Gun with Robert Redford. Some of that was shot in downtown Hamilton. It's going to be a great experience for us to be able to show that film in downtown Hamilton. And films like Tiger, which is a feature film that will be released in November, all shot in Hamilton.
It's music, dance, theater, and art, and now movies. Hamilton, Ohio's Fitton Center for Creative Arts provides a home for all of this and more. My guest has been Ian McKenzie Thurley, late of Australia, now Hamiltonian, executive director in his third year there?
Passed my third year, going into my fourth.
Thank you so much for dropping by.
It's been a pleasure. Thank you very much.
For WVXU, I'm Elaine Deal.
Use your mental mind. Is your attitude. positively right.
G
is guts, courage beyond doubt.
I
is the ideal, go on, let that in.